right, we are here with Co-op Financial Services. Did I say Co-op or Co-op?
It should be Co-op
Financial Services. Caroline Willard, how are you, Caroline?
I am doing great today. Thank
good,
you, Mike.
Good. I'm going to make sure my mic is on. It is. All right, yeah. Good. All right, hey, there's a cool thing that you and Q's have conjured up, and it's called Payments University. If you can tell us what it is and how you're working with Q's on it, that would be awesome.
I sure can. Okay. So as our prior CEO, Stan Holland, was getting ready to retire, we asked him, what would you like to do for your legacy? What would you like to leave behind to the credit union movement? Okay. And he didn't take long to think about it. He said, you know, I really want to teach people about payments. Okay. And I think that would be a really good thing for Co-op to offer. And there was never any question that it was going to be a partnership with Q's.
Yeah, because that's something that's always evolving. I mean, it seems like we're still in its infancy, even.
Right.
And probably based on what you were just on the payments panel in there, I could imagine the conversation that went on in there.
Right. And we did talk about, you know, in fact, the idea that we shouldn't even be talking about plastic cards anymore. Mm-hmm. For some time, we've been saying, don't talk about checks. It's not a checking account. Well, now we're even going further and saying that it's not even a payment card anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a digital token of a card. Mm-hmm. It's the mobile enablement of payments and, you know, how you can use things like in-app purchases and making sure that credit unions stay top of wallet. And so that's the type of information, and I'm sure other topics that are yet to be defined because it evolves every single day. Yep. That's the type of information that we're going to want to bring to this Payments University.
Okay, very cool. I mean, yeah, and this is something that obviously there's so much content that you could bring to it, but I mean, in the years to come, I can only imagine what's going to be on the syllabus, so to speak.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, this year what's really hot is blockchain and fraud and certainly EMV. We're working our way through the end of that. And credit unions sometimes have a hard time, and it's because it's complicated. They have a hard time sort of understanding, how do I maximize all of these decisions so that I make a really great user experience for my members and then also really kind of continue to keep it as a source of non-interest income because it can be.
Okay, I got a two-part question for you here. Right. Okay, how does it work? And then how are you guys working with Q's on it?
Right. Well, the way that it's going to work is it's a blended learning offering. And so one of the things that I think Q's is doing really well is they're not just focusing totally on the in-person education experience because, let's face it, there could be another economic downturn and people may not travel as much. And so they are building up the repertoire of curricula that you can do online.
Big trend right now.
For sure. And so it's blended learning. So you'll have a couple of modules, if you will, or pieces of curriculum that you need to do ahead of time online. Mm-hmm. And so you come to class ready to talk about the topic. And then there is some in-classroom learning as well.
Okay. Yeah, because online courses right now are all the rage in any type of industry. And so it's seems fitting that credit unions do the same thing.
Right, right. And it's just more efficient. You know, it's tough on all of us to travel. And so this allows people to kind of start and hit the ground running, too. That's the other beautiful thing, is doing that online learning ahead of time. It kind of primes the pump, if you will.
Well, it also makes it more accessible, too. So, because more people can do it as opposed to the people that can travel and that type of stuff.
Yes. So. Yeah. And for this particular payments university, it's a 1-2 punch. So you do the online and then you also do the classroom.
Okay.
So, but we think it's a good combination.
I agree. All right. So obviously benefits, I mean, I think they're pretty much written on the wall, but if you want to comment on how this will benefit folks out there.
Sure. Well, the space is moving really quickly, and what we're trying to prevent credit unions from happening to credit unions is disintermediation, right? We don't want credit unions to be left on the sidelines when fringe, non-traditional financial services players kind of come in and start serving their members. And so we want folks to be current on the technology. We want them to be current on how to prevent fraud so that the technology isn't overly expensive to deploy. And stay relevant, really. So those are the objectives of offering, you know, payments education.
Okay. And obviously, education in any form or fashion is a good thing. So, and this seems like it's right in there, fits right in there nicely.
Yeah, and that was part of what Stan was really passionate about, is he thought that, you know, people need to continue to refresh their knowledge and be experts within their own industry. And Q's, you know, I'm so proud to serve on this board, because that is what we do. You know, we make better credit union executives. Yep. And so the partnership was so natural, and we're so excited to be able to offer
this. Very cool. Yeah, the other thing that comes to my mind is that we already alluded to the payments industry, arena, whatever you want to call it, is changing so rapidly. Credit unions out there, especially the smaller ones, don't have the resources to keep up on all this type of stuff. No. So something like this is such a huge feather in their cap.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, I totally agree. The other thing, too, is that not only is it current and relevant information, but in the classroom setting, they're going to get to learn from Lou Santini, who is a professor at Darden University, and from Kathy Pearson, who comes from Wharton. I mean, these are Ivy League educators. And so really, I mean, I went through CEO Institute via CUES, and I couldn't believe my good fortune to get to learn from some of these people whose education would have been well out of my financial reach as an undergrad or a grad student, you know. So here we are as professionals, and we get to learn from the best in the country.
That's huge.
It's pretty fabulous.
Very cool. All right. The goals for this university, obviously education. Any other big goals for this?
Right. I mean, I think that CUES is always looking to build better financial services, better credit union executives. Mm-hmm. And so by strengthening a core competency of the credit union within one of their executives who attends this payment university, we think that's going to make credit unions better able to compete.
And last question for you. Where can folks find out more about it?
I know that CUES is going to have some information on CUES.org.
Okay. Enough said. Caroline Willard, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
Well done.
A pleasure.
Well done.